7:42 here on this terrific Thursday edition of Palmetto Mornings. 50 degrees. I'm Lucas McFadden.
I'm Alex Greenewald.
Of course, Palmetto Mornings is your home for news, talk, and sports. You're listening to us on the radio on FM 100.1, AM 1340, as well as the free WRHI app and WRHI.com. You're also watching us visually. You can watch, believe it or not, a radio show visually. We found a way to do it here at the broadcast house.
Sure have.
But that's what happens when you have now four radio stations and a TV station under one roof. But you can watch us on CN2, that's Comporium Cable Channel 102, as well as Facebook Live and YouTube on the CN2 and WRHI pages. We're so excited for a lot of our students within the Rock Hill School District. They are going to spend their spring break in Hawaii performing at a concert. It's called Remember the Heroes Concert. This is going to take place at the Pearl Harbor Memorial. These students are part of the Rock Hill School District District Band. And we have one of the assistant band directors from Rock Hill High School joining us, Paul Guzowitz.
Good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
Well, this is an exciting field trip for our students for spring break.
They are very excited. We are very excited. It's a great trip. We've been doing it for a little over 25 years here in the Rock Hill School District. And it's a great way for our students to experience travel, experience some culture outside of the South Carolina area, and also a great way for us to give them some opportunities to learn how to honor our men and women who serve and those who have sacrificed for us through performance.
Tell us more about the Rock Hill School District District Band and maybe how that differs from like the individual high schools and their bands.
So where this came out of, originally – This trip was done by the schools on different rotations, and they were all going at different times. And coming out of COVID, we saw an opportunity to unify, and we said, let's make this, you know, one of our big district pushes was, hey, let's be one band program. Let's be together in this. So what a perfect opportunity to use this trip as a way to unify. Hey, we all do the same thing. You know, sometimes we might go somewhere and compete against each other, but in the end, we all want each other to be great, and we all want to share opportunities. So we said, let's get everyone involved in this. And so that's how this large combined trip was formed.
Well, I know that the students, this is their spring break, and for many, some will be sleeping in and just relaxing or going places, but this is a very important trip for them. Not only is it memories being made through the band, but as you said, an experience to remember the culture and history. Preparing these youth leading up to this, what is it that, you know, they're excited for? What are you hearing the buzz amongst them?
Oh, the buzz amongst them. There, some of them are very excited to fly quite a long ways. It's not a little 1 hour, 2 hour jump. You know, just about everyone has a flight that is at least 8 hours or more as part of their trip. So they're really excited about that. They're really excited about getting to go around the island, see somewhere that they've never been before. Some are very excited about seeing the historical aspects of both Hawaiian culture, seeing like, hey, here's what it was like before Hawaii even became a state, and then all the way up through, you know, some of the Pearl Harbor stuff and all that. Speaking of, you know, some sleeping in, our call time to the airport is going to be about 4 a.m. that morning, so Ooh. It's going to be an early rise for some of our high school students.
Rise and shine.
Preparing them, though, for the real world, because that's what our call time is a lot of times for this show. So
well
just
said.
Tell them for that for sure. Again, the Rock Hill School District Band, they're going to leave on April the 3rd. The band consists of students from all three of our high schools here in the Rock Hill School District, Rock Hill, Northwestern, and South Point. They're going to perform at the Pearl Harbor Memorial on April the 6th as part of the Remember the Heroes concert. What can you tell us about this concert? Are we the only school district or schools performing at this concert?
It's a concert series that spans multiple weeks, and so this is our day to perform. We'll go there. We'll perform about 8 or 9 songs out there at Pearl Harbor. There's a Navy memorial with some steps where we'll stand. You can see an aircraft carrier in the back and everything. It's right there at some of the museum memorials and everything, and it's a great place to perform. It's one of those things we kind of prep the students of, because the first thing we're going to start with is the national anthem. So you get the big drum roll and bing, ba-dum. And we said, hey, be prepared. Everyone is going to stop for you. And they're going to know that that's a moment to take in the whole thing and, you know, honor our country with – giving the national anthem, you know, their full attention. So don't freak out whenever everyone stops what they're doing, whenever we start.
I mean, I have goosebumps just hearing that now, because I can already see this vision that you're putting together in that moment in time that the world stops, that the community stops there. And we're just so excited to see what the youth will have. But to Lucas's point, it's going to take some time to prepare. And today is the final prep evening. What's the word that you guys call it?
Dress rehearsal.
It's our
last rehearsal. So we've had the students got their music about 2 months ago with everything that we're going to perform. We've had two rehearsals combined so far. Tonight will be our third and final. So the concert that everyone will get to hear on that live stream is the result of only three rehearsals that these students will have all together.
That's
obviously, they're working on their own independently and with their own band directors in their schools. But the testament to their musical ability and their work ethic is apparent in the fact that they're going to put this together in three rehearsals, which is really great for them.
Paul Guzowitz is from Rock Hill High School. Again, he, as well as others within the band community in the Rock Hill School District, they're taking a lot of our talented students to Hawaii next week as part of their spring break. The students are going to perform at the Pearl Harbor Memorial on April the 6th as part of Remember the Heroes concert. Paul, two-point question right here. First, can folks watch and listen to this concert from right here in Rock Hill? And then the importance of these young people touring, first of all, going to experience this is part of the experience, but also being able to see something that they kind of just learn about from a history book, and that's it.
So the actual performance, your first question, is going to be at 10 a.m. Island time, which is going to be about 5 a.m. here in Eastern Standard Time. It'll be available for viewing on the district Facebook page and the district YouTube page. But it'll also be archived for anyone who doesn't want to watch it live at 5 a.m. For our students who are sleeping in on their spring break day. It'll be available for replay after that. As for the importance of the performance, one of the things that we've really been stressing with the students is this is an opportunity for us to show our appreciation, our gratitude for our servicemen and women, those who are veterans, and those who, just like many at Pearl Harbor, made that ultimate sacrifice for our freedom and our country. So this is more than just a performance. It is a tribute, and it is an honor to be able to do. And that's something that they've taken on very seriously, and they're excited to do.
Well, we know here at the Broadcast House, Pearl Harbor holds a special place in our hearts. Our very own Manning Kimmel's family. Manning Kimmel, of course, one of the managing partners here at WRHI. They have deep roots to what took place there at Pearl Harbor. And I know he's very excited. And kudos again to the district. Rock solid idea. I know that's the hashtag that they use in the Rock Hill School District, rock solid. But kudos to you all for making a fun trip for these students, but also making it memorable and educational. I mean, that's you hit all three.
It's well-rounded, yes.
Well, we're very appreciative of all the district leadership support, all the way from Dr. Schmalzi, you know, through the principals at the schools and everything, for supporting the arts, for supporting this trip and the growth of our students. We're thankful that they are arts-minded and support these opportunities for our students.
And I know we're pushing up against a break. How many students in total are going?
We've got about 90 students going, and in total about 150 travelers.
Wow, that was more than I thought.
Me too.
Big group.
Safe travels. We cannot wait to watch the performance, whether we're watching it live or in replay. Paul Guzowitz, again, is with the Rock Hill High School, part of the Rock Hill School District, and they're performing. It's called the Pearl Harbor Memorial on April the 6th, Remember the Heroes concert.